மத்ஸ்யகூர்ம வராஹ நரஹரி வாமன பார்கவரா
மத்ஸ்யகூர்ம வராஹ நரஹரி வாமன பார்கவரா
தசரத நந்தன ராகவ ஹலதர ராம கிருஷ்ண கல்கி
தசரத நந்தன ராகவ ஹலதர ராம கிருஷ்ண கல்கி ஹரி ஹரி ஓ ஹரி ஹரி ஓ ஹரி ஹரி ஓ ஹரி ஹரி ஓ ஹரி ஹரி ஓ
ஹரி ஹரி ஓம் ஜெய நாராயண பரிபூரண காரணோ
ஹரி ஹரி ஓம் ஜெய நாராயண பரிபூரண காரணோ
ஜெய ஜெய சங்க சுசக்கர கதாம்புஜ பீதாம்பரதரோ
ஹரி ஹரி ஓ 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 ஹரி ஹரி ஓ
ஜனவத்சலோ
ஸ்ரீதர ஸ்ரீகர ஸ்ரீவத் சாங்கித ஸ்ருத ஜனவத்சலோ
ஸ்ரீ மதுசூதன ஸ்ரீ மதுரானன த்ரிபுவன பாலனோ
ஸ்ரீ மதுசூதன ஸ்ரீ மதுரானன த்ரிபுவன பாலனோ ஹரி ஹரி ஓ 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 ஹரி ஹரி ஓ
ஹரி ஹரி ஓம் ஜெய நித்ய நிரஞ்சன நிஷ்கல நிர்குணோ
ஹரி ஹரி ஓம் ஜெய நித்ய நிரஞ்சன நிஷ்கல நிர்குணோ
நத ஜன ரஞ்சன மத ஜன பஞ்சன சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ
சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ சச்சின்மய ஹரி ஓ
ஹர 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 மகாதேவா
பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு சதாசிவா ஹர 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 மகாதேவா
ஜய குரு ஓங்காரா ஜய ஜய சத்குரு ஓங்காரா ஹர 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 மகாதேவா
பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு சதாசிவா ஹர 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 மகாதேவா
ಜಯ ಗುರು ಓಂಕಾರ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಓಂಕಾರ ಶಶಿಶೇಖರಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಶಿವಾಯ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಶಶಿಶೇಖರಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಭವಾಯ ಗುಣಸಂಭವಾಯ ಶಿವತಾಂಡವಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಭವಾಯ ಗುಣಸಂಭವಾಯ ಶಿವತಾಂಡವಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಶಿವಾಯ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಹವಾಯ ಗುಣಸಂಭವಾಯ ಶಿವತಾಂಡವಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಹವಾಯ ಗುಣಸಂಭವಾಯ ಶಿವತಾಂಡವಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಶಿವಾಯ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಶಶಿಶೇಖರಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಶಿವಾಯ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಶಶಿಶೇಖರಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಭವಾಯ ಗುಣಸಂಭವಾಯ ಶಿವತಾಂಡವಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಭವಾಯ
ಸಹ ನೋ ಪುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವೇಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ 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 ಗುರುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಗುರುರೇವ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ ನಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಶಂಕರಾನಂದ ಗುರುಪಾದಾಂಬುಜನ್ಮನೆ ಸವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಮೋಹ ಗ್ರಾಹ ಗ್ರಾಸೇಕ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ.
ಸೊ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟಕ್ ದೀಪ್ ಪ್ರಕರಣ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ there is a beautiful metaphor of natak deep. So we have come to that stage. In verse number 10 it was said, इच्छे शृणोमि जिघ्रामि स्वादयामि स्पृशाम्यहम इति भाषयेत सर्वं नृत्यशालास्त दीपवत्। सो वी आर परसीविंग फाइव टाइप्स ऑफ सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स थ्रू अवर फाइव सेंस ऑर्गन्स। व्हाट आर दोज? इच्छे, आई एम सीइंग। देन शृणोमि, आई एम हियरिंग। जिघ्रामि, आई एम स्मेलिंग। Then swadayami, I am tasting, and sprishyami, I am touching. Five types of stimuli I am receiving through five sense organs. Iti bhasayet sarvam. Iti bhasayet sarvam. These all sarvam are illumined by nitya salastha deepavat, like the deepak, like the lamp, not deepak mansukhani. Like the deep of Nityasala, dancing hall. Like the lamp of the dancing hall illumines everything. Similarly, the inside us, something is there. Author will call it Sakshi. That Sakshi illumines everything. And we have earlier already seen, Sporet ek yapnena. It illumines in one go. Everything is illumined at a time. It's not sequential type, not one after another, all at a time. Then verse number 11, Nitya sala sthito deepah prabhu sabhyansa nartakim deepayed abhisesena tad abhavepi deepyate. Nitya sala deepa, the lamp. This example is given. When was that? 14th century, there was no electricity. At that time, this was available, Deepak. One, there is lamp there. Nitya sala sthita deepa. The lamp is placed at higher place, one place, and it illumines Prabhu. Who is a Prabhu in Nitya sala? Raja, the king. Sabhyanscha, audience. And Nartakim, the dancer. Deepayet abhisesena. It illumines without giving any preference to any person. Oh, Raja is coming, I should illumine more. No. Nartiki is now dancing. No. Abhisesena, equally. Abhisesena. Tad abhabe api dipyate. When nobody is there, king is not there, audience is not there, Nartiki is not there, dancer is not there, still that lamp is illuminating. Abhav. Absence of everything is also, it is illuminating. This is called drishtant. Now Vidyaran Swamiji is saying drashtant. So drishtant and drashtant. Drashtant, how it applies to us. So in verse number 12 it says, ahankaram dhyam sakshi vishayanapi bhasayet ahankaradi abhavepi swayam bhatiyev purvavat. Ahankar, inside it illumines. Who illumines? Sakshi. Sakshi bhasayet, Sakshi illumines. Illumines what? Ahankar, my ego. Then dhyam, intellect. Intellect includes your mind also. Mind and intellect together, dhyam. Sakshi vishayanapi, and all the sense object also. Bhasayet, ahankar adi abhavepi. Ahankar adi abhavepi, when the ahankar is not there. Or dhyam, mind is not available at that time. And vishay, objects are not there, then also it illumines. So what is that state? It's a deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, ahankar is not there. Mind is not available. And at the same time, vishay, objects, a sense objects are also not available. But sakshi, absence of all this also, it illumines. Purvavata. How is this sakshi? What is this sneha? It is said in verse number 13, Nirantaram bhasamane kutaste gyapti rupatah tad bhasa bhasamanayam buddhi nartaki anekadha. Nirantaram bhasamane, it signs nirantar, continuous, there is no break. Nirantaram bhasamane, from our date of birth to date of death, it will continuously illumine. Nirantaram bhasamane kutastha, it is stir there. Like a koota, like an anvil, not moving anywhere, kutastha. And how is its nature? Gyapti rupatah, its nature is nature of consciousness, awareness. Gyapti rupatah. Tadvasa bhasamaneyam buddhi nartaki anekada. And because of its illumination, what is happening? Buddhi. Buddhi is nartaki inside me. And how it is dancing? Anekada, different types. Like the dancer have got different postures, different expressions. Similarly, buddhi also dances like that. Anekada. And who is Prabhu, who is Sabha, Sabhya, audience, etc. In the next verse we have seen, Ahankara Prabhu. Who is Prabhu inside? Ahankara, my ego is my Prabhu. And Sabhya Vishaya, all the sense objects are audience. Nartaki Mati, and the dancer is? Buddhi, Nartaki Mati. Taladharini, Achhani, Taladharini, all the accompanist, musicians, instrumentalists. Who are they? Akshani, Akshani. Organs of perception. That means Akshani here, eyes, but we have to take by Upalakshana all sense organs of perception. Akshani. So, Taladharani are all sense organs of perceptions. Deepa, Sachi, Abhavasaka. And Deepa? Deepa is the Sachi. So Deepa is the Sakshi, lamp is the Sakshi, who is illuminating Abhavasaka, and who is Prabhu inside? Prabhu is ego, and Vishaya, audience, and Nartaki, Mati, Taladharani, organs of perception. So Buddhi dances according to the stimuli brought in by five organs of perception. They are all interrelated. We have seen the interrelationship in our last class. They all affect each other. There is aham, mam, bhava, ego, and mama, vishaya. More you have the vishaya, more you have got the property, wealth, you feel more secured. If those are not there, you feel aham. Ego feels lonely. This we have already seen. Now, 15.
Svasthana samsthito deepah.
Svasthana samsthito deepah.
Sarvato bhasayet yatha.
Sarvato bhasayet yatha.
Sthirasthayi tatha sakshi.
Sthirasthayi tatha sakshi.
Bahirantah prakashayet, Bahirantah prakashayet. Svasthana samsthito deepah, Sarvato bhasayet yatha. Sthirasthayi tatha sakshi, Bahirantah prakashayet.
Svasthana samsthito deepah, Sarvato bhasayet yatha. Swasthana, the lamp in the dancing hall, is swasthanasthita. It is at one place, not moving. Swasthana is sansthito deepa, sarvato bhasayetata. What is sarvata? Sarvata is all the dancer, musicians, sabha, the raja. It illumines everything. Swasthana, sitting at one place. That lamp is not moving. It is not like today's lamps in that disco dance that they are moving at different colors and all that we are changing. No, it used to be only one, no color. Swasthan sthita. It is not moving. Swasthan sthita deepa sarvato bhasaye deyatha. Similarly, sthirsai. You see, Vidyaran Swamiji has changed a little bit of word. Sthirsai. He is not saying swasthana sthita. Sthirsthayi. Sthirsthayi means it is sthayi at one place and sthir, not moving. I may be standing at one place, but I can move my hands, I can move my eyes, I can move my head, but I am still at one place. But how is this sakshi? Sthirsthayi. He is at one place, not moving. How is that possible? Is that possible? Why? He is everywhere. अखंडानंद महाराज से ठसा ठस भरा हुआ है, देर इज नो प्लेस टू मूव, एवरीवेयर स्थिर स्थायी तथा साक्षी बहिरंतर प्रकाशित, इल्यूमिन्स बोथ बही एंड अंतर, इज सिटिंग एट वन प्लेस बट ही इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग बही एंड अंतर. तो हाउ इज सिटिंग, कूटस्थ वन प्लेस नॉट मूविंग. अच्छा मूवमेंट कहाँ है बताओ, तो मूवमेंट इज ऑलरेडी ऑलवेज इन बॉडी, इन ग्रॉस बॉडी, इन सटल बॉडी, माई माइंड इज मूविंग, ऑल द वृत्तिज आर कमिंग, डिफरेंट वृत्तिज, इट्स ऑल इन ग्रॉस बॉडी एंड सटल बॉडी, हैंड्स आर मूविंग, लेग्स आर मूविंग, मूवमेंट्स आर इन ग्रॉस बॉडी नॉट इन आत्मन. स्थिर स्थायी तथा साक्षी बहिरंतर प्रकाशित बट ही इल्यूमिन्स एवरीथिंग आउटसाइड एंड इनसाइड ऑल्सो. तो वॉट इट इल्यूमिन्स इनसाइड, इनसाइड इट इल्यूमिन्स अहम वृत्ति अहंकार, एंड वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन ऑल वृत्ति मस्ट हैव एन ऑब्जेक्ट. सो विद्यारण स्वामी जैसे अहंकार दिस अहम वृत्ति, हाउ इज दैट अंतर्मुखी, वाई बिकॉज अहम प्योर अहम इज इनसाइड, सो दिस अहम वृत्ति दिस अहंकार हैज ऑब्जेक्टिफाइड दैट प्योर अहम, सो दैट इज अंतर. एंड द थॉट्स वृत्तिज, वेयर आर द वृत्तिज, वृत्तिज आर ऑल्सो इनसाइड, सो इट इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग वृत्तिज एंड अहंकार इनसाइड, एंड वॉट इज इट इल्यूमिनेटिंग आउटसाइड, ऑल द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट इट इज इल्यूमिनेटिंग. सो हाउ इट इज टू इल्यूमिनेट, सो देर इज ए साक्षी, दैट साक्षी हैज कम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद द माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट, एंड दैट माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट विद द हेल्प ऑफ दिस ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन इट गोज आउट, इट परवेट्स द ऑब्जेक्ट, एंड देन वी से दिस इज चेयर, दिस इज टेबल, एंड द सेम वे इट रिटर्न्स, स्टिमुलाई कम्स इन. बहिरंतर प्रकाशित, वॉट इज दिस बहिरंतर नाउ, नाउ विद्यारानी स्वामी विद्यारण स्वामी जी से वॉट इज बहिरंतर, आई मस्ट एक्सप्लेन.
बहिरान्तर्विभागोऽयं बहिरान्तर्विभागोऽयं देहापेक्षो न साक्षिणी देहापेक्षो न साक्षिणी विषया बाह्यदेशस्था विषया बाह्यदेशस्था देहस्यान्तरहङ्कृतिः देहस्यान्तरहङ्कृतिः बहिरन्तर्विभागोऽयं देहापेक्षो न साक्षिणी विषया बाह्यदेशस्था देहस्यान्तरहङ्कृतिः
बहिरन्तर्विभागोऽयं देह अपेक्षो न साक्षिणी. So this bahi antar vibhag, this division of inside and outside is with reference to the body and not with reference to the sakshi. How? It is relative. How we say it is relative? I am inside shrine, related to the boundary wall of the shrine. I am out of town, boundary of town. I am outside town. It's always related to something. वेरी गुड. एंड द साक्षी विषय बाह्य देशस्था देहासंतर अहंकृति विषय वेयर आर द विषय आउटसाइड द देह बाह्य एंड अंतर देहस अंतर अहंकृति वॉट इज इनसाइड देह अहंकार अहंकृति इज इनसाइड. सो इनसाइड एंड आउटसाइड इज विथ रेफरेंस टू द बॉडी नॉट विथ रेफरेंस टू द साक्षी. If you say the Sakshi is inside, the moment you say the Sakshi is inside, you are limiting the Sakshi. And once you limit anything, that will become finite. Anything which is finite is changing and perishable. So can we limit Sakshi that he is only inside? No. The moment you do it, the sequences follow. Anything which is limited in space and time is inert. First thing, it is inert. Anything which is limited in space and time is inert. And anything which is inert is changing and perishable. That is the law of the nature. You cannot change this law. Changing and perishable. But can we say this Atman is changing and perishable? No, we can't say. So we can't say the Sakshi is inside only. And Vishay are all outside. Inside is Aham Vritti. It illumines Aham Vritti inside, and outside it illumines all the sense objects. So this inside and outside is with reference to the body. But if I say, you see, I can say Premalji is closer to me, Sanji is far from me, with reference to me. But Premalji is closer to Sanji, with reference to them. So it is always relative. Very good. Now if I say, if there is a cup here, and if I ask which side is the handle, cup has a handle. So if you are standing on that side, you will say it on the left side. But if I am standing here on this side, I will say it on the right side. See, it is always relative. Good. Next.
Antasthadhi sahai vakshaihi bahirya. Antasthadhi sahai vakshaihi. Antasthadhi sahai vakshaihi. Bahiryati punah punah. Bahiryati punah punah. Bhasya buddhistha chanchalyam. Bhasya buddhistha chanchalyam. Shakshinya ropya te vritha. Shakshinya ropya te vritha. Antasthadhi sahai vakshaihi. Bahiryati punah punah. Bhasya buddhistha chanchalyam. Shakshinya ropya te vritha.
Antasthadhi. Where is the dhi? Antastha. Mind or intellect is antah. Antasthadhi. Saha va achai bahiryati punah punah. With aksha, with organs of perception, it goes out. But buddhi is inert. We know, in Tattva Bodh we have read, buddhi is made of five great elements and the sattvikans. With the sattvikans of five great elements, buddhi is made. And those five sattvikans, those matters, those great elements are all inert. So anything which is made of inert will be inert only. So buddhi is inert. Who gives it sentiency? Sentiency is given by the sakshi. Once it gets the sentiency, then it becomes dancer. It is no more inert. Inert thing will sit at one place. The moment the buddhi gets the sentiency, it becomes like, it will not stay quiet now. It will continuously be active. Thoughts after thoughts will coming again and again. Bahiryati puna puna, it will go outside again and again. And we have seen the sequence. Mind associated with the organs of perception, it always goes outside. How many times? Puna puna. So long you are awake. Continuously it is going out. Puna puna. Bhasya buddhistha chanchalyam. Bhasya, where it gets the this thing, sentiency, it is getting from Sakshi, Vasya Buddhi Chanchalya, Sakshini Araupyate Vritha. But in our ignorance, what we do? We superimpose the chanchalta, the fickleness of the mind on Sakshi. Sakshi is doing nothing. Truly speaking, Sakshi is not even illuminator. We cannot see this also. Objects, the mind, they are illumined by Sakshi, but Sakshi himself is not illuminated. The doership will come. We can't say he is a doer also. His nature is such that in the presence of the Sakshi, everything is illumined. But there is no doership. There is no kartabhav there.
Swayam Bhasate, it's Bhasate, but in the Pratyas, everything is illumined. But there is no doership in the Sakshi. It's only, its nature is like that, that everything is illumined. But we superimpose all the actions of Buddhi on the Sakshi. It is the Buddhi which becomes happy and unhappy. And we say, I am happy, I am unhappy. Who is this I? This is pure I. Pure I can never become happy and unhappy. How? We have already studied in Isavasya Upanishad. We studied that Atman has got no. Atman has got no. 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 No gross body. No subtle body. No causal body. So where are this happiness and unhappiness happening? It is happening in Sukshma Sarir, in your mind, intellect, it is happening. So who is happy and happy? Your mind is happy and happy. And we are superimposing, I am happy, I am unhappy. We are superimposing on Sakshi. But Sakshi never become happy or unhappy. Very good. In the dance, so we can say that the dancer, sometimes we see here also, the children dance with the lamp. You can say this lamp is moving. No, we are not talking about that small lamp here. We are talking about the big lamp, which is illuminating the whole dance hall here. And how are we superimposing? There are many, many verses in Atmabodh. I will take two of them. Vyapritesu indriyesu atma vyapari avivekinam drishyate abhresu dhavatsu dhavaniv yathasasi. The sense organs functions we superimpose on Atman. But who are such people who are superimposing? Avivekinam. Those who are not discriminating, those who are not thinking properly. Avivekinam. How they superimpose? The clouds are moving, and we say the moon is moving. We are superimposing the movement of the clouds on moon. Same way we are superimposing the sukh and dukh, the chanchalyata, anger, kindness, all emotions we are superimposing on Sakshi, on the Atman. अज्ञानात् मनसोपाधे कृत्वादिदिनी चात्मनि कल्पयन्ते अम्बुगते चंदे चंद्रादि यथाम्बस. सपोज इन देर इज अ बकेट, देर इज अ वाटर, द वाटर इज मूविंग, देर आर रिपल्स इन द वाटर, देर इज अ रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ द मून. व्हाट वी से, रिफ्लेक्शन इज मूविंग. व्हाट इज मूविंग? वाटर इज मूविंग, नॉट रिफ्लेक्शन. बट वी आर सुपर इम्पोजिंग the movement of water on reflection. Same way inside also, agyanat manasopadhe krittad nichatmani. Agyanat, because of our ignorance, the doership and all these things are where they are in the mind and intellect, but we superimpose on the Atman. I am doer, I am this, I am that. But that Atman or the Sakshi is other than body, other than gross body, other than subtle body, other than causal body. That we are studying in our Tattva Bodh also. Sthula Sarir, Sukshma Sarir, Karan Sarir. Bhul gaye? 15 din mein? Batrikta? Pancha Kosatita, Avastatraya Sakshi, Satchidanand Sarupa. So he is not gross body, he is not panchakos, he is not this avastatra, he is the illuminator of all these avastas. Jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, susupti avastha, he is the illuminator. But the identification is so subtle that in spite of hearing million times, we are not able to disidentify. We still get upset if something happens outside, we become upset. At that time, you try to think about the Shastra. Who is getting upset? Is the mind getting upset? Am I mind? No, I am not mind. It is the nature of the mind. It will go upset. Chalo, abhi thodi der mein khush ho jayega. Chalo, theek hai. At least that much is your experience. Sukh, dukh, going up and down, up and down. Really speaking, it is really, really difficult and discriminate. We say all these things, but it is really, really difficult. But we have to remind ourselves again and again and again and again. Who is getting disturbed? The more is the identification, more is the problem. आप एक बच्चे को reprimand थोड़ा सा ऊंची शब्द में बोल दो, mother starts crying. Why are you saying such things to my son, my child? Mother starts crying. Similarly, you have seen in IMAX theater, where we last time we went, somewhere.
Gurudev's movie probably. Gurudev's movie.
No, there is a 3D movie. We went somewhere in Chicago and there was some show. So as if the shark is coming out from the screen very close to me. Why something?
Downtown.
Yeah.
We went with Sudhaji.
Laga tha Sudhaji, it's coming, the face is coming very close to you.
Huh?
So you get identified. Attachment, it comes. In Charvak philosophy, it is said, what is Atma? So they say, Putra vai yayate, Atma is the Putra. Whatever happens to the Putra, it is happening to me. That is all our experience. We don't have to refer to Charvak for this. And how is this identification? Tapta loha pindavat. Tapta loha pindavat. Iron ball, put it in the fire. Iron ball is heavy, black in color, but it takes the color of the fire and takes the heat also. And it gives its own quality to the fire and heat. The fire becomes heavy because of the weight of iron, it becomes a shape also, ball type. So this identification is like this. People get identified with their car. If the car gets punctured, they are punctured. Identification, these are all identification. Now these are the examples of superimposition. But now Vidyaran Swamiji gives an example how this superimposition happens. कैसे सुपर इम्पोजिशन हुआ, हाउ डू वी सुपर इम्पोज. नेक्स्ट वन.
निज स्थान स्थित साक्षी
गृहांतरगत स्वल्प
गृहांतरागत स्वल्प गृहांतरागत स्वल्प गवाक्षादा तपोचल गवाक्षादा तपोचल तत्र हस्ते नर्त्यमाने तत्र हस्ते नर्त्यमाने नृत्यति वा तपो यथा नृत्यति वा तपो यथा गृहारन्तरागत स्वल्पः गवाक्षादा तपोचल तत्र हस्ते नर्त्यमाने नृत्यति वा तपो यथा.
This you can do practically in your home. At least in India you can do it. You cannot do it here. Because everything is here airtight and sealed. But in the 14th century, at that time the people used to have a small hut with a tin roof or the tin sides. And here and there may be a small streak, a small hole. And through that hole, you will get a sunlight, a streak is coming inside. And everything is dark. That light, there is no movement.
So it says grihantargata swalpa. Grihantargat is coming, a light is coming inside from a pinhole, see. Swalpa, a streak, not the whole room is illumined. A streak is coming. Gavakshat, and from the opening, atapaha. Atapa is the light. And how is that light? Achala, it is motionless. Achala. Tatra haste nartyamane. And then from that light, if you start, you put your finger like this, nartyamane, you will see there on the floor, you will find the light is moving, going up and down, nartyamane. It's very simple. Movement is in hand, but we are superimposing on light. Light is. It's very simple. Superimposition. How superimposition happens? Vidyaran Swamiji gives a beautiful example. But this you can see even today in India, if you go to the villages, in the huts and all that, in the dark time or in the early morning, you'll find a streak of light is coming. And children will play like this. They will move their hand. And next.
Nijasthana sthita sakshi bahirantargamagamau akurvan buddhi chanchalyat karotiva tatha nijasthana sthita sakshi bahirantargamagamau akurvan buddhi chanchalyat karotiva tatha
nijasthana sthita sakshi bahi antargama agamau akurvan. You have to come up to this to understand. Nijasthana sthita sakshi. The sakshi is standing at its own place, in its own pristine glory, doing nothing. Nijasthana sthita sakshi. Bahirantar gama agamau akurvan. Bahir, going outside or coming inside. Gama agama akurvan, not doing. Sakshi is not doing. Very simple Sanskrit. Is it difficult? No. Nijasthana sthita. And earlier it was said, sthir sasthai, not moving. Nijasthana sthita sakshi. Bahirantar gama agamo akurban. He is not going outside or inside. And outside, inside is with reference to body. And if you say he is only inside, we are limiting it. The moment we limit it is perishable. Bahirantar. Gamau agamau, there is no going and coming there. It is thasathas bhara hua hai. Where will it move? The movement can happen only when there is a emptiness. That chair is empty, I can go and sit there. But the sakshi is already there. Everywhere he is there. Gamau agamau akurban, he is not doing this thing. Buddhi chanchalyat karoti tatha tatha. Buddhi chanchalyat. It is because of the closeness of the buddhi, sakshi appears to be chanchal. It's not the sakshi which is chanchal. It is because of the closeness. Everything is happening in the buddhi. Buddhi is happy, unhappy, likes, dislikes, judging, comparing. Everything is happening in the buddhi, but we are superimposing on sakshi. Why? It is because of closeness. Chai sa hota hai? Haan? Hota hai? Suppose a good person and a bad person going together. Somebody will say, superimpose the goodness of this person on the bad person. No, he is a good person. He is going with the Prime Minister. Prime Minister is good. Prime Minister is also going with him. Some people will say, the person who is accompanying Prime Minister, he is also good. But some will say, no, this person is crooked, going with the Prime Minister, so the Prime Minister is also crooked. It is because of the closeness. So that is why in Narad Bhakti Sutra it says, Dusanga Sarvatha Tyajet. Dusanga you should always leave. Otherwise there will be superimpositions. If you do the Dusanga, there will be superimposition. Bad will become good or good will become bad. Similarly, what we should do? We should concentrate on Sakshi. Sakshi is always a good person. Sakshi is not a bad person. Sakshi is a very good person. He is Sachidanand. If you get associated with the Sakshi, you will be in bliss always. And what should we do with the vritti? Vritti means thoughts. Oh, I will be using vritti word many times. Vritti means thoughts. Thoughts will be coming and going continuously. Tamasa dekho. See the tamasa of the vrittis. The soul is going on, enjoy it. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Dekhte raho. That is what we try to do in our dhyan. We have to shift our attention to the sakshi. Because of the association with the thought, jahan thought hai, wahi sakshi hai. It's not somewhere else. Because he is illuminating all the thoughts. And all thoughts are inert. We have to shift our attention from thoughts to sakshi. That is what we do in our meditation. Don't we withdraw our all attentions from the outside. Come to the prana, come to the mind. Then Gurudev used to see the procession of the thought, let it go, don't identify it with the thought. This procession will end one time. But what we do when we sit in our seat of meditation, we close our eyes, we withdraw, this parade starts going one after another, we identify it with one thought, go to India, start. Shuru ho gaya natak, khatam, meditation over. So in meditation, we are trying to reach that place. Good.
Na bayo nantara sakshi, na bayo nantara sakshi, buddhir deshe hitabhubho, buddhir deshe vitabhubho, buddhyadhyasesa sanshanto yatra bhatyasti tatra sah, yatra bhatyasti tatra sah. Nabhayo nantara sakshi buddhir deshe hitabhubho, buddhyadhyasesa sanshanto yatra bhatyasti tatra sah.
Now it is said, na bahya na antar sakshi buddhi deso hita abhav. Bahya and antar is not in the sakshi. Na bahya na antar, it is not in the sakshi. Where are they? Buddhi deso hita abhav. They are in the buddhi desh. They are in the buddhi, bitar and bahar. Achha. Buddhyadi asese sasantau yatra bhate asti tatra sah. Buddhyadi asese sasantau. So how can I reach there? When buddhi adi asese sasantau. When buddhi adi, when they become shant, quietened. Then what will happen? Yatra bhati astatra saha. Then it is bhati. It is in its own pristine glory. It is there. We have seen other one formula. Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Simple, it is understandable. No? Consciousness plus thought, sakshi plus vritti is mind. Thoda sa algebra kar lo. Mind minus vritti. Buddhyadi says sasanto, same thing. When the vrittis are not there. Sasanto. Yatra bhati asti tatra saha. He is there. When this everything is quietened, it's He is there. So Bahya Antar is in relation to body. It's in relation to space. If you say that Sakshi is in the space, then the space becomes substratum for Sakshi. But the Sakshi is even beyond space. In our next class, we will be seeing that the Sakshi is not limited by space and time. It is very subtle, but we will see and prove that he is beyond space and time. He is not conditioned by any space and time. So earlier it was said, in meditation you say, you come inside. Bataya na abhi meditation mein, ye aapko bhitar jana hai. That was only to bring your attention to that point. Once you realize inside, you will be able to see him outside also with open eyes. That we have proved in our Drikidrishya Vivek class. Have we not proved? What are the five things there outside? Bas, there are only five things everywhere. And Asti Bhati Priya is Brahman. Naam Rup is Sansar. So all objects of the world have got these five things. Asti Bhati Priya Naam Rup. What we have to do? Falsify Naam Rup. What will remain? Therefore, 5 minus 2 is equal to 3. It's so simple. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Rup, there are five things you have to falsify two. Even if you ask the KG student, 5 minus 2, 3. So it's not conditioned by any space. The inside and outside is the concept of mind. You understand it very clearly. So long you are awake, there is a concept of inside and outside. Jab so jate ho, when deep sleep, do you know you are sleeping in the room or where? There is no space concept at that time. And there is no time concept also. No space and time. Batao, kahan hai this space and time? Space and time is in mind only. Suppose we have superimposed. If you go in an open out in the space, we are not able to see the pure space as it is. It is always mixed with something. When the light is there, we are able to see the space. Without light, you cannot see the space. Na bahi antar na sachi buddha deso ta ubhau buddhya tese sasantau yatra bhati tatra saha. So buddhi is a product of maya. And the space and time is in buddhi. So space and time is also a product of maya. And where we have to go? Beyond maya. And where is he? He is in the buddhi. If we want to meet him, we have to go to buddhi. But what is buddhi and mind? Continuously flow of thought is there. And all thoughts take us out. Bahir dese, goes out. So what is to be done? Buddhi adi ase sa santau. You have to quieten your buddhi. Mind is to be quietened. Then you will reach him. It is said in Dakshinamurti Sutta, maya kalpit desh kal. The whole desh and kal is kalpit by maya. And how it is? We have already seen. Buddhi is made of maya, and the space and time is also in buddhi. So space and time is also a product of maya. We superimpose east, west, north, south, up, down, all directions on the space. If you go into the space, pure space, first you will not be able to see. With the light, you are able to see the space. Otherwise, no space. In darkness also, you can't see the space. If I say a rope is there, now tell me the right side of rope, left side of the rope. from your side it will be different, from my side it will be different. Now if I tie a, make a knot on that rope, making one side bigger, other side smaller. Now you can say with reference to the knot that this is right side, this is left side. Knot is also made of rope only. Buddhi is also made of Maya. Space and time is also made of Maya. Rope is also Maya. The knot is also Maya. With reference to the knot, I am saying this is right, this is left. See, that is so not difficult thing. Very simple. Everything is Mike. The more main thing is that this is Maya. And what is Maya? Yama sa Maya. That which is not there is Maya. It's not there. Neither the Buddhi is there nor the rope is there. All are superimposition only. Buddhi adi asesa santo yatra bhati tatra. So what is the locus? Sakshi. Locus is, we cannot say where it is. It is not outside, it is not inside. With reference to space, outside, inside, we can't say. When you quieten your mind, then it happens. So what we have to understand? We have to understand Sakshi without Buddhi. We have to understand Sakshi without Buddhi. When we say Sakshi is inside or outside, it is a reference to the Buddhi and the Vritti. Where is Sakshi? Because he is illuminating the Buddhi, we say it is inside. And what is the function of Buddhi? The function of Buddhi is the Vritti, is the thoughts. Who is illuminating? It's Sakshi is illuminating. So since the Buddhi is inside, we say the Sakshi is inside. So what we have to understand? We have to understand the Sakshi without Buddhi, without intellect. That should be our goal. If I want to identify Premalji's house, which one is? All are looking alike. Sab kaat ka dabba, matchbox like it. Everything is looking like same. So I will say the crow sitting on that house, that is the house of Premalji. If the crow flies away, but the Premalji's house will be again there. Similarly, the Vrittis, they come and go. We have to know the Sakshi without Vritti. That should be our goal. Very good. And in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, it is said, what is yoga? How can you reach that? Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. This is the sutra given by Patanjali. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. How you will reach that place? When you will call, you are in yoga, Chitta Vritti. Chitta means mind, Vritti means thought, Nirodha means cessation. When you are able to stop all those thoughts, Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. So you don't have to get the Sakshi and Atman. What you have to do? The stop. Stop what? Chitta Vritti Nirodha. This is our job. This is to be done. Someone went to Raman Maharshi and said, I want to see God. Sit down. Well, Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Quieten your mind. The moment you quieten your mind, you have peace there. That is why in deep sleep we don't have Chitta Vritti. And at that time, we experience bliss. But that bliss is soaked in ignorance. So we don't experience that in that time. But this is very difficult part. To sit quietly is very difficult. 16 ghanta kaam karna is easy. We can work for 16 hours. But to sit quietly, very, very difficult. So when Vritti stops, Sakshi shines forth. It is already there. We don't have to break Sakshi from anywhere. It is already with us. What we have to do is to remove the Vrittis, stop the Vritti. That's all. So our aim should be try to see yourself without mind. That should be our goal. And that is our real state. Guruji says, when someone asks Swami Chinmayananji, do you experience this divine state all the time? People ask this type of thing. Do you know Brahman? Are you Brahman? He said, Gurudev said, it can't be said that I am in it or out of it, but I am never away from it. How can you be away from it? If you are thinking, if you are listening, if you are seeing, hearing, you are with it. Otherwise, body, gross body, subtle body, these are all maya, it's all inert. So when one goes beyond the mind, there is nothing. Then where is the self? Is it not all-pervading? Whether the self is all-pervading or not, can we call it sarvavyapi or not? We will say, we will prove that he is not even sarvavyapi, he is not even nitya. We can't even say that also. We say sarvavyapi because of the space. We say him nitya because of the time. These are all related to space and time. And he is beyond space and time. These are all only indicators that he is the sarvavyapi, he is nitya. But from his own standpoint, you can't say all these things. Even sarvavyapi, nitya, kuchh nahi. That we will see in our next. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
There will be no class next Sunday.
Yes, Hari Om.